Jenny Hill, a pale, overwrought, pretty Salvation lass of 18, comes in through the yard gate, leading and supporting Peter Shirley, a half-hardened, half-worn-out elderly man, weak with hunger.
Come, pluck up. I'll get you something to eat. You'll be all right then.
Price rises and hurries officiously to take the old man off Jenny's hands.
Poor old man. Cheer up, brother. You'll find rest and peace and happiness here. Hurry up with the food, miss. He's fair done.
Jenny hurries into the shelter.
Here, buck up, Daddy. She's fetching you a thick slice of bread and treacle and a mug of sky blue.
Price seats Shirley at the corner of the table.
Keep up your old heart. Never say die.
I'm not an old man. I'm only 46. I'm as good as I ever was. The gray patch came in my hair before I was 30. All it wants is 3 pennies worth of hair dye, and I'd be turned on the streets to starve for it. Holy God, I've worked 12 to 10 hours a day since I was 13. I paid my way all through, and now I'm to be thrown into the gutter and my job given to a young man that can do it no better than me because I've black hair that goes white at the first change.
No good joring about it. You're only a jumped-up, jerked-off, hospital-turned-out, incurable of an old working man. Who cares about you? Eh? Make the thieving swine give you a meal. They've stole many a one from you. Get a bit of your own back.
Jenny returns with the usual meal.
There you are, brother. Ask a blessing and tuck that into you.
I never took anything before.
Shirley looks at it ravenously, but not touching it, and cries like a child. Jenny pets him.
Come. The Lord sends it to you. He wasn't above taking bread from his friends, and why should you be? Besides, when we find you a job, you can pay us for it if you like.
Yes, yes, that's true. I can pay you back. It's only a loan. Oh, Lord. Lord.
Shirley, shivering, turns to the table and attacks the meal ravenously.
Well, Rummy, are you more comfortable now?
God bless you, lovey. You fed my body and saved my soul, haven't you?
Jenny, touched, kisses Rummy.
Sit down and rest a bit. You must be ready to drop.
I've been going hard since morning, but there's more work than we can do. I mustn't stop.
Try a prayer for just 2 minutes. You'll work all the better after.
Jenny's eyes light up.
Oh, isn't it wonderful how a few minutes prayer revives you? I was quite lightheaded at 12 o'clock. I was so tired, but Major Barbara just sent me to pray for 5 minutes, and I was able to go on as if I had only just begun. Did you have a piece of bread, Mr. Price?
Yes, miss, but I've got the piece that I value more, and that's the peace that passeth all understanding.
Glory, hallelujah!
That makes me so happy. When you say that, I feel wicked for loitering here. I must get to work again.
Bill Walker, a rough customer of about 25, appears at the yard gate and looks malevolently at Jenny. Jenny is hurrying to the shelter when the newcomer moves quickly up to the door and intercepts her. His manner is so threatening that she retreats as he comes at her truculently, driving her down the yard.
I know you. You're the one that took away my girl. You're the one that set her agin me. Well, I'm going to have her out. Not that I care a curse for her or you, see? Well, I'll let her know, and I'll let you know. I'm going to give her a doom that'll teach her to cut away from me. Now in with you and tell her to come out before I come in and kick her out. Tell her Bill Walker wants her. She'll know what that means, and if she keeps me waiting, it'll be worse. You stop to draw back at me, and I'll start on you. D'ye hear? There you go. There's your way in. In you go.
Bill takes Jenny by the arm and slings her towards the door of the shelter. She falls on her hand and knee. Rummy helps her up again. Price rises and ventures irresolutely towards Bill.
Easy there, mate. She ain't doing you no harm.
Who you calling me?
Bill stands over Price threateningly.
You're going to stand up for her, are you? Put up your hands.
Rummy runs indignantly to Bill to scold him.
Oh, you great brute!
Bill instantly swings his left hand back against her face. Rummy screams and reels back to the trough, where she sits down, covering her bruised face with her hands and rocking and moaning with pain. Jenny goes to her.
Oh, God forgive you! How could you strike an old woman like that?
Bill seizes Jenny by the hair so violently that she also screams and tears her away from the old woman.
You God forgive me again, and I'll God forgive you one on the jaw. That'll stop your praying for a week.
Bill holds Jenny and turns fiercely on Price.
Have you anything to say again, eh?
No, matey. She ain't nothing to do with me.
Good job for you. I'd put 2 meals into you and fight you with 1 finger after. You starved cur. Now, are you going to fetch out Morg Habergem, or am I to knock your face off you and fetch her myself?
Jenny is writhing in Bill's grasp.
Oh, please someone go in and tell Major Barbara.
Jenny screams again as Bill wrenches her head down, and Price and Rummy flee into the shelter.
You want to go in and tell your major of me, do you?
Oh, please don't drag my hair. Let me go.
Do you or don't you?
Jenny stifles a scream.
Yes or no?
God, give me strength.
Bill strikes Jenny with his fist in her face.
Go and show her that, and tell if she wants one like it to come interfere with me.
Jenny, crying with pain, goes into the shed. Bill goes to the bench and addresses Peter Shirley.
Here, finish your mess and get out of my way.
Shirley springs up and faces Bill fiercely with a mug in his hand.
You take a liberty with me and I'll smash you over the face with this mug and cut your eye out. Ain't you satisfied, young whelps like you, with taking the bread out of the mouths of your elders that have brought you up and slaved for you? But you must come shoving and cheeking and bullying in here where the bread of charity is sickening in our stomachs.
What good are you, you old palsy mug? What good are you?
As good as you and better. I'll do a day's work again, you or any fat young soaker of your age. Go and take my job at Horrocks's, where I worked for 10 years. They want young men there. They can't afford to keep men over 45. They're very sorry. Give you a character and happy to help you to get anything suited to your years. Sure, a steady man won't be long out of a job. Well, let them try you. They'll find the differ. What do you know? Not as much as how to behave yourself, laying your dirty fist across the mouth of a respectable woman.
Don't provoke me to lay it across yours, yeah?
Yes, you like an old man to hit, don't you? When you're finished with the women, I ain't seen you hit a young man yet.
You lie, you old soup kitchen of you. There was a young man here. Did I offer to hit him or did I not?
Was he starving or was he not? Was he a man or only a cross-eyed thief or a loafer? Would you hit my son-in-law's brother?
Who's he?
Todger Fairmile of Ball's Pond. Him that won £20 off the Japanese wrestler at the music hall by standing up 17 minutes, 4 seconds against him.
I'm no music hall wrestler. Guinea box?
Yes, and you can't.
What? I can't? Can't I? What's that you say?
Bill is threatening Shirley, who is not budging an inch.
Will you box Todger Fairmile if I put him on to you? Say the word.
Bill subsides with a slouch.
I'll stand up to any man alive if he was 10 Todger Fairmiles, but I don't set to be a professional.
Shirley looks down on Bill with unfathomable disdain.
You box. Slap an old woman with the back of your hand. You hadn't even the sense to hit her where a magistrate couldn't see the mark of it. You silly young lump of conceit and ignorance. Hit a girl in the jaw and only make her cry. If Todger Fairmile done it, she wouldn't have got up inside of 10 minutes. No more than you would if he got on to you. Yeah, I'd set about you myself if I had a week's feeding in me instead of 2 months' starvation.
Shirley returns to the table to finish his meal. Bill follows him, stooping over him to drive the taunt in.
You lie. You have the bread and treacle in you that you come here to beg.
Oh, good God, it's true. I'm only an old pauper on the scrap heap. But you'll come to it yourself, and then you'll know. You'll come to it sooner than a teetotaler like me, filling yourself with gin at this hour of the morning.
I'm no gin drinker, you old liar. But when I want to give my girl a blooming good hiding, I like to have a bit of your devil in me. See? And here I am, talking to a rotten old blighter like you, instead of giving her what for. I'm going in there to fetch her out.
Bill makes vengefully for the shelter door.
You go into the station on a stretcher, more likely, and they'll take the gin and the devil out of you there when they get you inside. You mind what you're about. The major here is the Earl of Stevenson's granddaughter.
Gan.
You'll see.
Well, I ain't done nothing to her.
Suppose she said you did. Who'd believe you?
Bill is very uneasy, skulking back to the corner of the penthouse.
God, there's no justice in this country. To think what them people can do. I'm as good as her.
Well, tell her so. It's just what a fool like you would do.